We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I got cleared. So next game, I was going to be able to go out there and play. This is the most unique season obviously I've ever been a part of, just, you know, working my way back to just be a part of this team and go out there and try to help in any way I could, and then to come, you know, get into the playoffs, and like I told you guys, struggling for a little bit after surgery, and then, you know, getting some good news from the doctor about my recovery, and, you know, getting to the point where I finally got to last week to get cleared late in the week and know that, you know, we have the possibility to win this game. I'm out there.
Micah Hyde said he was cleared to play but didn't get enough practice time in, and he would have played next week.
What might have been?
Would have been an incredible comeback.
Yes.
Neck injury that would have knocked him out.
What a year,
should be good,
right?
For next year, though.
Hey, how many games you playing? The first one, the second one, and then the last two. That's what it really could have been.
Yeah.
Two games to start, two games to end if they've, you know, go on to win the Super Bowl and make it that far. It is wild. Like, one thing I'll say about, like, the press conference yesterday from Brandon Bean, asked about the gap between the Bills and Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, you know, we're talking about all the things I think the Bills need and how they get better. I'm not really here to listen to any sort of gap.
Did you see Kevin, you mentioned Kevin Cole earlier on something else. Did you see his tweet on this? On Bean talking about, right, a gap between the Bills and the Bengals. It is worth pointing out, like, the odds are what they are, but there are odds out there for next year's Super Bowl, and the Bills are tied for the best odds, and the Bengals are fifth. So, like, there are those out there that think the Bengals won the game on that day.
Sure.
They were the better team on that day, but
I might want to wait 3 weeks. If they win the Super Bowl, they're going to move past the Bills. Right?
Yeah, they should. They should move back. The Chiefs and the Bills are the co-favorites. How could they not be if they beat the Bills once and on the road, yeah, and then the Chiefs twice,
right,
in the same season? Yeah, wouldn't they have to?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It's almost weird, though, that they're not already there.
Well, the Bengals are somehow able to be awesome, and they're favored in Kansas City now.
Yeah, they're -1.5. And okay. that might go up. 89% of the money I saw this morning is on the Bengals. So could they be a 3-point favorite in Kansas City?
We'll see what happens. If
you on them, even if that line goes up even more?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're the Bills right now of last year. They're playing so well.
Yeah, they haven't lost since like week 8.
Yeah. Danielle in Orchard Park. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, I just want to talk about Leslie Frazier. I'm not disputing he's a great defensive coordinator, but my question is he enough? Do we have enough of an aggressive defense? When I look at three of the four teams that are left in the Super Bowl race here, especially Eagles and 49ers, I just see a lights-out, super aggressive defense. And when it comes to really good teams, I'm just not seeing that from Buffalo.
Yeah, Danielle, did you hear our conversation with Joe Marino from this morning? At 8?
I did not.
I would, well, if you can, I'll give you a quick recap on one of the things that he said about Frazier that I found interesting. You know, the Bills have had a defense of the last 5-6 years that has been excellent at betting you can't beat them consistently, right? Mm-hmm. Where they've got Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer back there, a rotating second cornerback. Their defensive line has been before this year, good, not great. Their linebackers, you could make the case, are great. Milano and Edmonds, you've got whatever. The entire defense has been talented. And the Bills' philosophy is, we bet you can't consistently beat us 12 play drives and, in the process, keep up with our offense. And that has been a good bet.
Right.
And then what happened this year? Well, you lost Jordan Poyer for parts of the season, Micah Hyde for all of the season, basically. Tre'Davious White not in peak form. Your defensive line was, I'm in shambles might be too much, but Von Miller, who's supposed to be out there, he's not available. Jordan Phillips can't raise his arm because he's got a torn rotator cuff. I've got Daquan Jones missing from that game as well.
Yeah.
Throughout the season, every player on the defense missed time. The corner two position wasn't as reliable as they probably wanted it to be. Like, if they got last year's personnel, I bet the defense is fine. But they relied on it, and cracks started to form. And there wasn't enough of an adjustment. The Bills don't really spend too much time, this is a little bit of Joe's take, taking something away. Instead of short passing game, go ahead and beat us with your short passing game.
Uh-huh.
Take away. Focus on something. And take away something that the other team does. And that they kind of don't do that. Their identity has been to just bet on themselves. You can't consistently beat us. And they've been right a lot about that.
Also, this is not going to be in line with, I think, anything the coach ever thinks. This head coach. But I will continue to approach this as, when your defense can be as good as you can make it. And when you play teams like the Chiefs and the Bengals, they are going to get their points. The Bills are, for 5 years, the best pass defense in football. When they play the Chiefs, they get their points. When they play the Bengals, now you can include that in, they get their points.
But is that, and I've felt that way too, is that true of every team? When Lou Anarumo plays the Bills, what happened? They didn't get their points.
Mm-hmm.
When he plays the Chiefs, what happens? They don't get their points. He basically shut them out in the second half last season.
How likely am I think I'm able to replicate that, though? How special is what Cincinnati has right now for that? Because nobody else is doing that.
No, that's right. That's right. That most of the time, well, okay, how easy is that to replicate? The Jets have done it. The Jets play the Bills, and the Bills do not get their points.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills, I just think the Bills became a lot more defendable this year.
But that's the thing. Like, to me, if their offense is scoring points, then if their offense was working, you know, to the point where we thought it could, if they had the receivers to do it, or the play calling to do it at times, was the Jets, did they figure out how to stop teams like the Bills? Or were the Bills imperfect? Were the Bills a team offensively capable of beating up on the bad defenses,
yeah,
but when they played an elite defense, they were capable of being stopped?
Well,
to me, I would just want to become an offense that is, you're so good that the Bengals defense and the Jets defense, like, they can do as well as anybody, but you're still going to find your way to 30.
Right. The Bills used to be a team that they would beat you any number of ways, and they then became a team this year that felt a little bit more like Allen might have to go superhuman to beat you.
It felt like there was a blueprint this year. A
little bit. And the Dolphins took their chances. They you know, may not have the personnel to do it the same way. To me, the best example is the Jets. Robert Saleh and the Jets played the Bills well twice. And if they had a quarterback, they might have gone 2-0 against the Bills. And when he left here after they lost that game and said, we'll see them again, he didn't. His team didn't make the playoffs. Their quarterback stinks. But I fully believe that when it comes to defending the Bills, like, Belichick still doesn't have the answers. Does not have the answers. But Robert Saleh does. And Lou Anarumo, I think he does have answers for this Bills offense. And that's why a lot of this about the Bills getting another weapon, it's why the coordinator conversation, I think, is never off limits. I'm not telling you they have to change it, but if you don't like the way that it's going, just change. And if Joe Brady leaves and takes an offensive coordinator job with the Chargers or the Jets, maybe it becomes a little tougher, because now the most obvious replacement for Dorsey would be gone. And, you know,
do you feel like you then have an in-house candidate?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think they need better answers on offense, and that comes from a skill standpoint and from a scheme standpoint. Josh Allen has been named a finalist for the NFL MVP.
Yep.
Your five candidates: Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
Allen is not going to win this.
No.
Right?
Mahomes is going to win this.
Mahomes is going to win that.
Yeah. Not a lot of drama, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
And who's going to win it? Who's the sixth guy there?
The sixth guy there is, at one point it would have been Tyreek Hill.
Or Tua.
The sixth guy there. Give me Micah Parsons. Give one defensive player. Can I have one? I got a better one. Give me Sauce Gardner.
I was surprised he wasn't a defensive player of the year nominee.
How could he not be?
Yeah.
Nick Bosa. Give me one defensive player for MVP. Just one.
Uh-huh.
The NFL should take these votes and take out the fifth place offensive guy and put the top defensive guy in there just to give defense a nod.
Well, are you going to take the non-quarterback away? Because then Justin Jefferson, is he not the fifth guy?
He is the fifth guy. I'm not sure he would have finished fifth.
You think he might finish higher than fifth?
I think he could have finished higher than Burrow. Yeah. Jefferson, I think he could have finished higher than Allen, too.
Yeah.
He could have finished higher than Hurts.
Quarterback award, though.
It is a quarterback award. I feel like Justin Jefferson being a finalist is a win because it's a non-quarterback. Who's the quarterback that should be in there that's not?
Was there any? Like,
I don't think so.
Nobody. There's no who had an incredible year at quarterback other than the four guys that are mentioned. Like Tua did, but he got hurt. And it tailed off a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Even when he was in there. Past that, like, did we even have a conversation about a single guy? Lamar Jackson maybe right away at the beginning of the season, but he got hurt.
Yep.
So that didn't happen.
And he started playing really poorly, too.
And he played poorly.
Down the stretch.
So, yeah. No, I think this was it. I don't think there's another quarterback at all.
Max in Rochester. What's up, Max?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I want to preface. I have a little criticism of Dorsey, but I want to say, like, hey, I was one of the people, one of the many banging the drum for him to be the coordinator when Daboll left, and having the number two offense is pretty good. So we got that. But what concerned me was the lack of improvement over the year. It seemed like that he never had like a fingerprint on a game. It just turned into, hey, we're going to run this offense and see if Josh can figure something out. There were multiple times, I haven't heard other people bring it up, but I noticed that there were multiple times this year where you'd see two receivers in the same area. And I'm like, how does that continue to happen? It happened in the Dolphins playoff game, too, on a completion. But anyway, so that was concerning. But I do think the solution is if we could really invest in a top-notch offensive line, that makes everybody better. It makes Josh better. It makes Gabe Davis better. It gives him more time. So that would be, going forward, that would be my hope. I know it's not sexy, but like to really put as much capital as you can into addressing the offensive line, I think will solve everything. The AFC East is going to be a meat grinder, especially if the Jets can get a quarterback. So anyway, thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Max. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to fight you on the idea of the line getting better. We'll
right.
take that.
But how much better?
And at the expense of what else?
Right. Am I?
And you know, can I find? Where am I more likely to find a game changer? Is it first round receiver, second round receiver, first round line, third round receiver? You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. My biggest criticism of the Bills this offseason, this last offseason, was I thought receiver was a need the whole time,
and they. They signed Jameson Crowder.
And on the outside, specifically. They needed someone on the outside.
They didn't do anything there.
No, and their third receiver on the outside was Jake Kumerow.
Right.
So, I mean, it'll be a lot of saying all the sexy answers at receiver as I pound the table in here, but as long as they address it and get better at it and give themselves the option to be great at the position,
yeah,
then that's a win. I can't tell you the first-round receiver is going to be better than the third-round guy. That doesn't always happen that way. But, yeah, on line, I just wouldn't go too far.
Yeah, like your reaction, if they moved up 10 spots to draft a tackle in the first round.
Okay. My first thought is, okay, at least it's not a guard.
Right.
You know, tackle's more important.
Right.
One reason to do that is, and that's the other thing, is do they want to change a lot of their tendencies? They have treated guard on this team.
Oh, like it's...
Like trying
kicker.
To think of something in your life that you just kind of rotate in, and like I treat hats, like, you know,
sure,
I just wear a different one every day,
yeah,
and I like them all, but today I'm going to wear this hat,
yeah,
and next year I'm going to have these guards, whether that's Roger Saffold and John Feliciano or
Quentin Spain.
Yeah, just
how many different guards have they had? Like Bodker. How many have they had 10 guards start in the last 5 years at different points in time?
Yeah.
The other thing, too, and though, did, on O-line.
Just real quick, didn't they draft Cody Ford to be a tackle?
They drafted Cody Ford to be a tackle.
And then he moved him to guard.
Yep. Part of the reason why receiver, though, is above O-line for me is I still feel like this quarterback is as good as anybody in the league at escaping pressure, buying time with his feet, and creating time to throw. That off-structured stuff that happens. There was a play that I think it wasn't yards per pass. Somebody tweeted the play of Saffold getting beat immediately off the line of scrimmage against the Bengals on Sunday. Like the tackle.
Oh man, that's a bad one.
Blows right by him. Watch though the timing of that video. From the point in which Saffold gets beat to when Allen escapes the pocket and finally pulls the ball down to realize I got to run for a yard here. 6 seconds. And the route concepts might not have worked great for this play because there might only be one or two guys on that side of the field, but Allen bought 6 seconds. Scrambling to the right,
yeah.
And there's no one to throw to. Like, to me, on some level, this quarterback can manage a poor offensive line as well as any quarterback in football. But you got to have one of two things for me. Because right now, they have a receiving group that does not get open consistently, and an offensive line that gets beat quickly. One of the two. I don't need both, but either give me an O-line that's going to give him all day to throw, and then he can scramble too, and now the receivers have 10 seconds to get open, or, this would be my preference, just get receivers that get open within 3 seconds. And now my O-line, it doesn't matter. How good was the Bengals O-line, really, personnel-wise, on Sunday? It got hidden. Yeah. Because Burrow got the ball out in 2.5 seconds.
And because the Bills gave their receivers a 9-yard cushion.
That too. But part of that reason for that cushion is they're intimidated by the skill of Chase, Boyd, and Higgins. And all three of those guys are capable of both getting open quick and will push the coverage back because they are so dangerous.
803-0550. Oh, Tom. Hey, whoa, Tom. You there?
Tom's not only got his radio up, he's got it way up.
Hey, Bill, go ahead, Bill.
Listen, my question is, you guys are all over this topic, and it's a great show. Thanks for doing it. Dorsey, should he get credit for off-script plays? It seems like 70% of our offensive plays are Josh running for his life. They like to preach that the Bills have good offensive numbers. They have good offensive numbers because Josh can run for his life and make a play. Should Dorsey get credit for that?
I do wonder.
How many of his plays are on script?
I wonder how much he thinks about that. Nate tweeted this out. It might have been the play that Allen throws it to Gabe Davis on the sideline, the great catch. And from the All-22 look, it's Singletary short and four guys running straight. It's four verticals.
Yep.
And I did think in that moment, is that a play Dorsey calls to think Allen's going to get away from this and I'm going to have four guys working their way back to the football? Or is he doing that just to throw the ball deep? Like, is there any notion ever that he's calling a play of when Allen escapes, when he buys time and gets away, all of these guys are going to be in the right position for an off-structure play?
It's a great question.
Because I have no idea what the answer is.
Bill, it's a great question about off-schedule stuff. Right, like number two offense in the NFL. Yeah. Your quarterback's a freak show. You should roll out of bed ninth.
Right. Right. How hard would it be? Where'd they finish? Like third in yards per play this year? How hard is it to not finish in the top five as your quarterback?
Right. I'm not saying absolutely anybody could do it. I'm not saying I could do it or you could do it. But
what would they finish if you were calling plays? Madden plays. Would they be in the top half of the league?
Josh would be his own coordinator.
Right, right.
You let me know what you want to do. But, you know, like, if Joe Brady's the offensive coordinator instead of Dorsey, do they finish second? It's not like they finished 23rd.
Do they finish fourth instead of third?
Maybe. It's not to get after Dorsey. It's just to say the standard should be, like, Brian Daboll having a really good offense and resurrecting Daniel Jones' career is an accomplishment. People didn't think much of Jones. Not everybody could get Daniel Jones to be a very efficient passer and use his legs in such a good way. And Brock Purdy. Right, like Kyle Shanahan, hey, Mr. Mr. Irrelevant rookie walks in and starts leading the league in yards per play and passing efficiency. Something tells me Kyle Shanahan is pretty darn good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I have Josh Allen. And if most of my plays, especially in the second half of the season, are rolling, these plays where he rolls all the way to the right and then throws it back and hits James Cook, and we're all like, wow, can you believe what Allen does? That goes on their red zone stats, and their red zone stats are consistently pointed to as how Ken Dorsey's doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying he's not doing a good job, but when Allen makes a play like that, is that hand up?
Good call. Is any of that on Dorsey?
Is good call, Ken. Is that a good call?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it's a totally fair question, Bill, that you bring up. So thanks for calling in. Thanks for bringing that up. Because, yeah, sometimes it seems like the Bills' schedule is to get off schedule. Right? Hey, here's the play. You guys go do some stuff, and Josh is going to roll out, and that's when the play starts.
Right. The play starts at the five-second mark.
Yeah. Extendo Sports. We'll close things out and get you off to the Extra Point Show with Sal and Joe as well here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.